Welcome back to the BTV Live pregame show. Just about an hour away from kickoff, you see fans starting to slowly stream in to Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Great to see in that piece just before the shot right there. Broncos continuing to be champions in the community. CEO and President Joe Ellis, great to see him out there at that Habitat build despite tough weather conditions throughout the midweek part of last week. And now a man who also perseveres throughout all types of weather. It's Andrew Mason and his three keys. Our favorite part of the segment, Mason.
You know, you guys always build this up and build this up. I don't know where to go from here, but let's start with the first key. Take what's there from the Atlanta defense. Look, they're 31st in the league in passing yards allowed this year. They're 28th in the league in yardage per carry allowed. So if they bring a lot of guys into the box, then you beat them over the top. If they play back, then you go ahead and run on them. There's going to be some openings. The Broncos simply have to take what the Falcons give them. If they do that, they can have a consistent offense, I think. Number two, minimize the damage. Atlanta's offense, one of the reasons why they've done so well, they're great at getting yardage after the catch, and their running backs getting yardage after contact. Minimize that. The first guy in, make the tackle. And the other way you minimize the damage is if they get in the red zone, shut them down. That's something that was problematic for the Broncos early in the season. They want to improve their red zone defense. And finally, slow the fast start. Atlanta has outscored opponents 31-10 in the first quarter this season. And you go back to last week, the Broncos gave up a touchdown to Tampa Bay in the first quarter. It was funny, though. You can talk about a fast start, starting out better, but it's sometimes tough to execute. I asked Brandon Marshall about it this week, and he said, hey, I'm really not sure how you get off to a faster start. One thing we've seen, the Broncos have been great in the second half, especially on defense. They want to keep that up. But that being said, you want to get out to a fast start because you are at home. Use that home field advantage. Get the crowd involved with a quick start to the game, guys.
Yeah, if the Broncos have the lead at halftime, their chances of winning must increase. And halftime will look a little bit different today than it has in years past. Of course, it's always been the breast cancer awareness game. But in a move to be more inclusive today, as Broncos VP of Community Development, Cindy Kellogg, says, the Broncos will be raising awareness for all forms of cancer.
This halftime show will be orange shirts in sort of an orange and blue nod to all types of cancer. Men, women, and children will be on field, all survivors of some sort of cancer. We are also bringing into the fold a new partnership with the American Cancer Society. As we move forward, they will enable us to recruit different types of cancer survivors and also to grant, which I think is very important, to grant to different types of cancer research and also diagnosis and screenings.
Cancer has affected so many people in so many different ways. It's certainly a personal cause for me. Lost my mom to cancer, lost my mother-in-law to cancer, so it's nice to see the Broncos taking this initiative. And now it's time for our final thoughts of the show, Mace, as we get closer to kickoff.
Well, it's the crowd. You want to get the fans involved. Matt Ryan, over his career, 45-22 when he starts at home, 33-35 on the road. There's a big difference, and his quarterback rating is actually 10.5 points lower on the road than it is at home. So this is where the fans need to show up in a big way, get loud. When I'm sitting up in that press box up there, I want to actually feel it vibrating and shaking. If that's the case, the fans are doing their job.
I'm going to go with Paxton Lynch. Keep the game a little bit more manageable for Paxton Lynch. You know, he says he's comfortable with the playbook, but that doesn't mean you want to put him in situations where maybe he's forced to lead a comeback or force him to throw it every single play. So keep the game a little bit more manageable for him, some third and shorts, and I think he'll have a good day.
For me, it's a position group, specifically the free safeties. I think that Justin Simmons and Kayvon Webster being out is going to affect the special teams group a lot. I think that you're going to need to see Lorenzo Doss, Shiloh Kao, guys like that step up into bigger roles in order to keep the Broncos special teams, one of the best special teams units in the league, on track. But that'll do it for here on the field for the BTV Live pregame show. For Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Keep it tuned to DenverBroncos.com all throughout the game and postgame. We'll have Coach Kubiak live at the podium as well as reports from inside the locker room. But for now, that'll do it here for us. Enjoy the game, everybody. The Falcons and the Broncos is coming up.